Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, June 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A travel warning in Haiti won't stop ministry. World Vision helps the displaced in Sudan, and thrift centers raise money for Bible League's Mexico work. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, the U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning to Haiti because of the gangs and a lack of effective police force. Men for Mission's Warren Hartig says most of the work is in the north, as yet untouched by the growing unrest. Moreover, there are no plans to quit. What's dangerous for Americans may not be for Haitians.
The people in Haiti maybe are desensitized, but they just live with it all the time. And we're in touch with them hourly if we need to be. So we will do our best to not get anyone in harm's way.
Although they do have a team going in this week, Hartig says while they continue to take their cues from the national staff, they're continuously evaluating.
I think we're okay. We're still trying to evaluate, so we'll be very cautious, but we have no plans to cut back at this point. We plan to go ahead and do ministry the best we can and to do the downlink stations and everything. We just see this as the adversary throwing some last punches in, but we're still claiming Haiti for Christ.
Elsewhere, nearly 2.5 million people have been displaced by conflict in Darfur, Sudan. The situation is thought by many to be one of the greatest humanitarian crises of our time. Relief operations are difficult, but World Vision has feeding, healthcare, sanitation, and education programs in the region. World Vision teams are working to help transform the lives of children and families in need. In the name of Christ, please pray for their work. You're listening to Mission Network News. God has transformed Bulgaria from a place of persecution and repression to a place of religious freedom and spiritual hunger. Send International is there primarily to support and educate nationals through seminary-level courses. Ministry outreach of church planting, orphanage work, and satellite courses are being headed up by nationals. And Steve Stevenson with Send says,
we basically just work alongside nationals and try to support them in everything that they need to do.
Send is building an education center. It's a crucial need for Bulgarian Christian leaders. The dream is that the nationals would come behind the project and truly make it their own. Stevenson says prayer is needed.
Pray for the students. They are coming from throughout the Balkans and along the Silk Road, and I guess for the strength of the national believers, for their ability to see this thing come into place so that it's not a Western facility.
The projects have completed. National and international support is still needed. Next, Grace Ministries International has broadcast Christian programming through radio airwaves to the people of Puerto Rico for years. Seeking to make their outreach more effective, they decided to join forces with a sister ministry, Calvary Evangelistic Mission. GMI's Sam Vinton says of the partnership,
we just felt that this is a good way to be more efficient and work together to get out the gospel, and they are doing that, and they've done that for so many years, very evangelistic outreach ministry.
The two ministries are broadcasting from the cities of Juana Diaz and San Juan, and Vinton says together,
they are doing a ministry of trying to reach the whole island as well as neighboring islands next to Puerto Rico.
The combined experience and personnel now at these radio stations adds greater effectiveness, but Vinton says prayer is the key to it all.
I believe the great need of prayer is that the Holy Spirit will use the Word of God that's given out for all these many hours a day to touch the lives of people.
And two Bible League-affiliated thrift centers in Holland, Michigan, have raised $3 million to send God's Word to Mexico. The Bibles for Missions thrift centers are part of a 12-store network in the United States. Since 1993, the combined stores have contributed enough profits to place 10 million Bibles and New Testaments in areas where the Bible League has ministry. That includes Bulgaria, China, Colombia, Ecuador, Indonesia, Kenya, Nigeria, the Philippines, and Ukraine. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.